Hello, America. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
No, you're not.
Just kidding, America. My name is Blake.
And I'm Brian.
And you are listening to the Not Religious Podcast. Thank you again for joining us.
Yay.
On this very special Wednesday edition. Normally we try to do this on Thursday. However, Brian is a jerk and he's going to Texas.
Yes, I am, because all my exes live in Texas.
Does Lee know that all your exes live in Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
She's cool with it.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to Texas for a week. So next week...
I meant to ask you.
We're going to... Yeah, so I'm going to have to do it from Texas. I'm going to have to call in and do it via the Skype or the FaceTimes or whatever. Cool. Yeah, so I'll be on location in Fort Worth.
Find something really interesting in Texas.
Oh, you bet. Last year, we go every year. We it's for Lee's jewelry business, Premier Designs, and it's their annual rally. And Lee and I are actual performers that happen in the production, so we sing and dance, this, that, and the other. So we go down a week before and practice and rehearse. There's like 80 people in the cast or whatever. So it's pretty fun and exciting. But last year, while we were there, it was the Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Had just come out. So you had all of these people walking. And we stayed right downtown in the heart of Fort Worth. So all these people were like walking around with their noses in their phones catching Pokemon. Yeah, they got to catch them all.
Do you remember Digimon?
No.
I was a Digimon fan.
Were you?
Yep.
That would surprise me. But as they would drive by or walk by, I would walk from the hotel to the convention center, and I'd be like, gotta catch them all! Gotta catch them all! And people, like, they were flicking me off. One guy was like, you mother... Shut up, man! Let me live my life. I'm like, okay. Good luck with the ladies.
That's amazing. I don't think Pokemon is alive anymore. Well, I'm sure Pokemon as a whole is still alive. I think Pokemon Go faded out.
Well, there's a conspiracy about Pokemon Go that the Chinese were using it to map our...
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Right, like... Speaking of
conspiracy theories, yes. We had a different episode lined up for tonight. Conflicting schedules didn't allow for that to happen, however.
Yeah. So, at first, we almost had Travis.
Yep.
But he had to go spend some quality time with his little girl.
Yes.
Which is awesome, and we support, and that's quite all right. And the fact that I'm a douchebag and I had to go to Texas. And I forgot to tell you when we scheduled the interview. And then we were like, what are we going to do? So... We were like, hey, let's get McDouche to come on, and he would be hilarious. And so I text him, and he texted me back this morning. He's like, oh, no, man. Like,
what was his excuse?
Yeah, so I read his text in his voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he texts me.
Sorry.
Yeah. He says, oh, man, I would love to do it, but my grandma's spending the night at my house.
What?
Your grandma's spending the night at your house?
I think he's run out of excuses.
It has to be. Either that or that's code
for
me and Natalie are getting naked. You know? Like, I need to break out my decoder.
Me and my grandma.
Me and my grandma are staying.
Is she older than him? That might be code.
Oh, that might be code. Oh, my gosh. And he's calling his wife his grandma. She's a beautiful woman, too. That's harsh.
So weird. I'm sorry.
I guess it would be acceptable if she was ugly. But she's a pretty girl, man. That's harsh. Come on, McDouche. Do better than that.
Well, we put on our thinking caps, and we decided, let's just talk about one of our favorite things in the entire world, which is the fact that we don't trust anything in the world.
No.
Because everything is a lie, and it's all a conspiracy, and you shouldn't trust anyone.
No, not even, especially not us.
Just us.
No, don't trust us. Don't trust the government. Don't trust your neighbor. Don't trust your pastors. No. Don't trust your bus driver. Don't trust anyone because they're all out to get
everyone, you. Everyone is out to end your life.
No, but we love conspiracy theories. Yep. Like, that's one of our favorite things. We watch tons and tons of videos, read tons and tons of books, just because our eyes have been open that this world, our country, just people are screwed up.
Yep. Everywhere you look.
And there is a lot of shady crap out there. A lot of shady crap. So, how do you want to do this?
So, I think we can just run through the list that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
I love conspiracy theories.
Love it.
You have done a lot more research over the years.
Okay.
And you have a lot more knowledge. I've got a few of them that I feel really confident in talking about, but I feel like your knowledge is broader.
I'm the resident tinfoil hat guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's start with Jonestown. I think everyone, for the most part, can remember Jonestown.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Jonestown, that was the little colony that Reverend Jim Jones started. He was here in the States, and he decided to move his whole like congregation and all these people that followed him to, where was it?
South America.
South America.
Yeah.
Okay, and started a colony down there where he led them, and from the outside world, it appeared to be just, you know, a bunch of religious folk who got together and, you know, was doing their own thing, and we didn't think anything of it until they all died. And then everyone died, and everyone was like, crap, what happened?
You know? Right. Well, that's where the term don't drink the Kool-Aid comes from.
Right.
Because the work, what was released out to the public as far as the major media outlets and whatever it was, everyone sat around. They were playing their guitars and singing Kumbaya. And drank some Kool-Aid that was poisoned with arsenic.
Yep.
And they all just wanted to die.
Yep. And it was immediately labeled as a mass suicide.
Right.
Said that Jim Jones had told these people that they needed to do this in order to get to heaven.
Right.
Or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a lot of people believe, isn't it?
Well, that's the mainstream. That's
what the news put out.
Right, and that's what everyone, if you talk to them about Jonestown, if, you know, they were, you know, born before, you know, the 2000s, I'm sure they've heard don't drink the Kool-Aid or, you know, something about Jonestown. But that's not exactly what happened at all.
Yeah.
A lot of these things that we're going to be talking about, you're going to hear a lot of three-letter agencies who have direct affiliation with these guys. Jim Jones, and this is all fact, this has been found from the Freedom of Information Act stuff. Jim Jones was an active CIA informant, and he was an active CIA middleman while he was here in California. So what Jim Jones' role was, see, Jim Jones was real big into the interracial stuff. So a lot of his church was of the African-American race. And so he believed in equality and all this stuff. At least that's what he came across as. What the CIA was using Jim Jones for was basically to enter the low-income parts of California and around those areas to make introductions to gang lords and drug dealers.
Yep.
So that they could flood the area with crack cocaine. So, right? So, and that all sounds fantastical, but it's true. So, the CIA, they have this working relationship with Jim Jones. They now want to start testing some LSD mind control stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is...
Was this pre-MKUltra?
This is after MKUltra.
MKUltra.
Yeah, so this is after the MKUltra...
Which, by the way, if you've never seen Wormwood on Netflix...
Crazy.
Please go watch it. Crazy, it's about MKUltra. don't trust anyone.
All right, so your government, yeah, your government sanctioned a black program, and a black program just means that it's off the books. Your government sanctioned a black program to where they were testing on people without their knowledge the effects of LSD and how they could cultivate that into mind control. So CIA comes in, gives Jim Jones one heck of a deal.
Yep.
They say, we have this plot of land in South America. You can move your commune there. The only thing we want you to do is, little by little, different test groups, we need you to test our drugs on them and see the results of them. And Jim Jones said, sure, let's do it. Yeah. So... right? So they move them to South...
Ready and willing.
Move them to South America, set them up, buy them the land, this, that, and the other, set up their commune, and little by little, he starts pulling small groups of people to be these guinea pigs in these tests and experiments. Well, even though you have 13, 10, whatever, 1,000 people there, people are going to start noticing that something's not right. Wait a minute, why are they pulling 50 people out and they come out all... you know, weird. Yeah. And so people start talking. So this leads us up to the mass suicide. Mm-hmm. The mass suicide was not voluntary at all.
Yeah.
And the more you dig on it, you actually see that only about 30% of the men, women, and children actually drank the Kool-Aid, which was not voluntary. Yeah. It was poured down their throats. It was injected into them.
Yeah.
The rest, the other 70%, were killed either by gunshot, strangulation, or stab wounds. So, yeah. And this is all fact. This happened. There's all kinds of Freedom of Information Acts where they've gotten the autopsy reports on these things and some of the stuff that's been redacted. But the mainstream media says, oh, all 7,000 of these people drank the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
That's not what happened at all.
And then they talked about how Jim Jones himself died.
Right.
And I think the story in the media was someone else had killed him.
Right.
And then they turned the gun on themselves. Is that what it was?
Right.
But they have a conspiracy about that as well.
Right.
But I totally forgot what it was. My mind just went blank.
Something
about he actually left South America.
All right. So what you have... leading up to this mass suicide, here's what happens. Some of the followers get out. They make contact with the authorities. A congressman from the U.S. flies to South America to say, hey, I'm going to come check this stuff out. I'm going to see what's really going on here. We have American citizens down here. So he comes, he walks through, he checks it out. It's shady up to his eyeballs, okay? He goes to leave. I think he spends like 2 or 3 days there. He goes to leave while on the tarmac, which is basically the runway is a grass field. While he's getting ready to get on the plane, some of Jim Jones's henchmen, paid CIA thugs, gun him and a couple other people down. He was either a senator or a congressman. Kill him right there in front of the airplane.
Yeah.
And then that's when... the poop hit the fan.
Yep.
And they're like, we're found out, we're going to jail, this, that, and the other. So they kill everyone else. Mm-hmm. And Jim Jones is actually smuggled over to Africa, and he's never to be seen or heard from again.
Which sounds suspiciously familiar to what I want to dive into in the next one.
Okay. Since we're in South America.
Since we're in South America.
Okay. And
let's go ahead and hit... let's hit on Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And the conspiracy that he didn't die the way that everyone said he died.
Right. Well, now that's not a conspiracy anymore. That's fact.
Oh, it's fact.
It's
now.
Fact.
Okay. Well, let's bring it out then.
The kids will not get taught that in school.
Okay.
But there has been enough evidence that they actually took it to an independent court with the evidence, and the court found that Hitler survived World War II.
Whoa.
All right, so what you have is you have the U.S. and the Allied forces. The mainstream theory is you have the U.S. and the Allied forces closing in on Nazi Germany, right there in Berlin, and you have the Führer bunker. Okay, that's this underground bunker where Hitler was said to the last days of the war to be commanding his troops and everything from. The working theory, what everyone is told, taught in school, is that he and his wife, Eva Braun, committed suicide, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
Well, that's bullcrap.
Yep.
So where that comes from is the Russians come in. There's like a two-day search. They find a skeleton, a burned skeleton, near the Führer bunker. They say, hey, we have Hitler's body.
Didn't even know if it was Hitler or not.
Hey, we got it. Look here.
Automatically.
We got Hitler's body. Woo! So that gets pushed in the media. The president, the head of the FBI, CIA, and the War Department all say, okay, let's run with this. Meanwhile, let's continue to look for Hitler because we don't have verification that he's dead. So I think in October of this last year, there was something like 13 million some odd documents that were classified documents that were now released, and it is full of stuff from the end of the war all the way up until the 60s with intelligence gathering from the US, Italy, Spain, Germany, Russia of where Hitler was.
Right.
Hitler was in South America, along with a crap ton of other Nazis. And seven of the top Hitler's top Nazis were either died in Argentina or were captured in Argentina. Adolf Eichmann, who was the architect of the Final Solution, this plan to kill all the Jews, okay, he escaped from Germany, went to South America, lived like 40 some odd years until he was found out.
Yeah.
A Nazi hunter found him out and was brought to justice. But the thing about it is, all the people in that region, they knew about it. They knew about all the top-level Nazis were there. They knew that Hitler was there. If you go and talk to them, they will talk about Hitler living in this huge mansion up on the side of a mountain, protected by a lake. There are still to this day gun fortresses, towers, machine gun nests all around this place in the middle of Argentina.
They were ready.
Yeah. They were. His plan was to start the Fourth Reich from Argentina. They had a facility where they could make dirty water. Dirty water is a component for nuclear weapons.
Dirty water.
Exactly. They had a uranium facility. All right there in Argentina, they money was getting pumped into this for them to start the Fourth Reich. What happens is El Presidente, whatever his name was, loses power. So now the Nazis, who are in Argentina, have lost the support of the Argentine government. And they can't support their Fourth Reich. They become reclusive. They don't leave their homes or anything like that. So, fact.
Hitler. Fact. So Hitler, it's not even a conspiracy anymore.
Not even a conspiracy. Listen, when you have over 300 FBI and CIA documents that say Hitler was here on Thursday.
Right.
In Argentina, you know, in 1954.
Yeah.
Hitler was here on Saturday in 1954. You know?
There's no denying it.
No. Yeah. No. These are... This is our intelligence community saying, oh, in case you guys were wondering, here's where Hitler is. This is what he's doing.
Yeah.
And all this information got channeled up to our directors of the FBI, CIA, the defense ministry, any other country that had intelligence feet on the ground. It got channeled up to their higher-ups, and not crap was done about it. You know why? Because the war was over.
Yep.
The war was over. And if they let out the fact that Hitler escaped and is living it up in Argentina, what kind of foolish clowns would they look like?
Yep. And they're not going to go back and change that in any of the
It will never get changed.
Yep.
100 years from now.
Yep.
Maybe. Maybe. But these kids today, they're still going to learn that Hitler died in the bunker.
Yep. Just don't believe it, Alec.
Yeah.
Just don't believe it.
Have you learned that yet, Alec? Alec's with us.
Yeah, he's sitting right here. Have you learned that yet? He didn't want to watch Jurassic Park.
You learned that in history class? What did you learn?
That he actually shot his wife first.
He shot his wife first.
And then killed himself.
And then killed himself. What a coward, right?
The next time someone tries to teach you that, I want you to stand up.
Flip the desk over.
And be like, refuse.
You shut up, teacher. I reject your authority.
The only three letters I need to know is U, S, and A.
Right. And then kick a kid in the face.
Yeah, do it.
And be like, you see that? That's what I think about your Hitler story. All right. So enough about Hitler.
Enough about Hitler. Okay. Let's move on. So, I guess in keeping with the theme of of people that we thought died a certain way,
but
they really didn't.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain.
All right.
All right. So,
More about this one.
I know a little bit more about this one. So, for those of you who don't know who Kurt Cobain is, Alec, do you know who Kurt Cobain is?
No.
No? Okay. He was the lead singer of Nirvana. Okay.
Who's Nirvana?
He knows Nirvana. So when Kurt Cobain died, what was it, 93, 94, something like that, the media portrayed it as a suicide, and that's what everyone...
A shotgun?
Shotgun.
Yeah.
To the head.
To the head.
To the head.
That's a hard feat.
Right. So that was the ongoing story for a long time.
Right.
However, I think immediately... people started having doubts about that. And they were like, I know Kurt was messed up.
Right.
But I really don't think he killed himself.
Right.
He tried to before. Mm-hmm. There was a few months, maybe a few weeks before he actually died. Whenever he was in Rome.
Okay.
And he attempted suicide.
And those are, psychologists say that's really a cry for help.
Yeah.
That they're looking for help instead of looking to harm themselves. Right. I don't know that for certain, but that's just what I've heard professionals say.
And I forgot what he even did. I'm still kind of fuzzy on all that. It's been a little bit since
I've researched pills that, or something.
Something like that. I know he was into drugs pretty heavily.
Right.
But the story was that he wrote this suicide note. He talked about, he was just tired of living the life that he had. And he shot himself in his house, and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Okay. Right.
But almost immediately, people were starting to question Courtney Love, his wife.
Yeah. Right. She's shady as crap, man.
So the documentaries that I've watched I even read a book about it.
Wasn't there something about he had so much drug, so much heroin or something?
There was so much heroin in his system, I believe they said it would have killed him three times over.
And there's no way those of you who've never experienced heroin, as soon as you inject it into your bloodstream, I mean, you start to feel the effects.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so sought after in the drug world is as soon as... that liquid hits your blood, you feel the effects. It does not have to travel to the brain or anything. Yeah. It immediately gets absorbed. So what I heard was, I think I watched a documentary on it. What I heard was there was so much in it, as soon as it hit his blood, he would have been incapacitated.
Yep.
That's how much.
If he didn't die, he would have just
passed out. There would have been no way he could have pulled the trigger.
Yep. And not only that,
that's interesting.
Just the amount that was in his system whenever they did the autopsy, they said was enough to kill him, I believe what they said was three or four times over.
That's interesting.
You know,
here's the deal. If you're going to kill yourself, mm-hmm. why are you, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the point of taking that much? Or to try... like, you don't think the heroin's going to do it, so you're going to shoot yourself?
Yeah.
Like, what's the... I can't understand what the investigators would say. This is why that heroin was in the system. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what's the point? If you're going to shoot yourself with a shotgun...
sure.
You're going to get the job done.
Yeah.
You know? What's the point of the heroin, especially that much heroin?
Yeah. And like you said, Courtney Love was very shady.
Crazy shady.
The whole time that people, or the whole time she's been in the spotlight, she's been shady.
Right.
Even
before Kurt Cobain, she was shady.
Oh, yeah. And even after they got married, which one documentary I watched, and it was on Netflix. I cannot remember the name of it, though. I think it had Bleach in the title. Anyway, they talked about Courtney Love and her history of dating rock stars.
Yeah.
Dating rock stars that she believed were going to blow up and be famous one day.
Right.
They talked about several instances where she could just look at somebody and know they were destined for greatness.
Right.
So she wanted in on that action.
Right.
So she would start dating these guys, and yeah, they might start blowing up a little bit and getting popular in the local music scene and things like that. But as soon as she started to realize that they weren't really going to play out like she had hoped, she's gone.
Right.
Okay. So,
which I would do. I mean, that's,
and I don't,
that's
know,
smart.
Right. And I don't know if she dated Kurt.
That's a good system.
Right. I mean,
it makes sense. If you're good at it, do it.
She had it down to a science.
Right.
And I can't remember if they said that she was dating Kurt like before Nevermind really got popular or not.
Yeah.
But regardless, Nirvana was one of the biggest bands that's ever been.
Yeah.
So she knew that she lucked out with that one big time.
Right.
So Kurt's death really benefited her.
Oh, big time. We wouldn't know who Courtney Love was if it weren't for the death of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
That I think that's true.
Yeah.
Because even the stuff she did after, whatever she tried to do after, whether it was music or acting or whatever, sucked.
Yeah.
So it's not like she would make it big without the fact that she was with Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
I think that's reasonable to say.
And a lot of people that was tied with Courtney Love.
Wasn't there like a henchman or something? Like a bodyguard who like admitted to shooting Kurt Cobain or something like that?
Something like, gosh, I'm going to have to go back.
We're going to have to go back and look at that and revisit.
I know that in that book I read, they talked how a lot of people who were involved with Courtney Love around that time died mysteriously.
Oh, gosh.
Some way, you know what I mean? Like, there was some kind of weird freak accident that happened with all of them. You know, like one guy...
That is not a coincidence.
One guy got killed by a train. That doesn't just happen. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he was on the tracks and got hit by a train.
Right.
That doesn't just... He wasn't just la-la-la
and
running down the tracks and all of a sudden, wham. It wasn't an accident.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of really sketchy stuff about that. Honestly, if you want my opinion, I do not believe that Kurt Cobain killed himself.
I don't think he did either. I don't think he did either.
I can neither confirm nor deny that Courtney Love killed him, but I really don't believe he killed himself.
Yeah, just from the fact that the drugs in the system, that to me is a red flag.
That was my biggest one. I was like, how would it be?
If anything else, if even all the innuendo, the rumors leading up or after the death, that is something that's inconsistent. That as an investigator, they should have been saying, wait a minute, this is now a homicide.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Hmm.
Crazy stuff.
Yep.
I read a book. I actually did a book report on that in school, at my Christian school.
Your Christian
school. My,
how'd that go over?
My English teacher actually allowed me to do it.
Okay.
I told her what the book was about. I said, I'm not doing it because of Nirvana. The story is interesting. And
right.
I told her. And she was like, go for it.
Cool.
So
that's cool.
I wrote it, and I can't remember what I got on it.
That's almost like regardless. A Dead Poets moment.
Right? Well, let's move on to something a little more lighthearted. So much death and destruction.
Okay.
Yeah. Death
All
and
right.
destruction.
Lighthearted.
It's bumming me out.
All right.
How about, let's talk about the moon landing.
Okay.
So, another history book lesson for everyone.
Right.
I'm sure that you've heard, about the space race.
Of course.
Back in the day. We were trying to make it there before, who was it, Russia?
Yep, Soviet Union.
The Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And we claimed the victory.
Right. Well, they launched Sputnik, which really... And they put the first vehicle or satellite or instrument on the moon. Luna 2 was the first man-made thing on the moon.
Yeah.
So they beat us... time and time again, until Apollo 11, which is our first man on the moon.
Right.
Right.
So what is the...
Oh, there's several.
I know. There's a ton. And I feel like this one's really more on yours.
There are several. Okay. We didn't go to the moon. Mm-hmm. That was a hoax. That it was filmed, you know, live somewhere else. And it was streamed. And
didn't they say that... oh, crap. Who directed The Shining?
Stanley Kubrick.
Didn't they say he actually directed it?
He was the actor, because he had just done
2001.
Space Odyssey. Right. So it's, we never went, it was a hoax. We didn't have the technology, the capability to do it. The other thing is that they went up into space and orbited Earth, and kind of the same deal. It was, we didn't go is, we either didn't even go into space, it was all done in a studio, or we just went up into Earth's orbit and portrayed it like they went to the moon in a studio somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, we actually did go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're in the camp that says we did go to the moon...
You're wrong.
Right.
There is no...
I won't say you're wrong.
Okay.
I will not say... I have two theories.
You are not right.
I have two theories. It's one of two things. And I have probably spent thousands of hours on this one subject.
No doubt.
We either went to the moon and saw some crap that... the government did not want the American people to know about. And I'm talking about structures. I'm talking about bases. I'm talking about UFOs, whatever it may be. We either went and found something that was unbelievable, or we didn't go at all.
Yeah.
There's a good friend of mine, and the guy who's actually going to marry you and Allie, Lee Gandy, is a big proponent of, you're crazy. There's no way that they could pull off a hoax that big. Too many people were involved, is what Lee Gandy says.
Yeah.
I disagree with Lee. Much respect to him. But every job I've been in has had some part or some deal of compartmentalization.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is things are... basically need to know. Only a handful of people have the knowledge, and everyone else underneath is told what that knowledge is. So the people underneath doing the work, mission control, doing whatever, are being told or fed the data or made to believe that it's one way, where only a handful of people, the leadership, actually have the knowledge. Every job I've been in, working at the church, working for the government, and in the Air Force, there's been some aspect of the leadership in whatever area it is has the knowledge, and it disseminates the knowledge down to the people, whatever the subject may be. Only if the people can handle it, number one, and only what the leadership wants them to know. So it very well could be a group of people came up with this idea, listen, we have to beat the Soviets, or, you know, we don't want our astronauts to die live on TV, so let's just do it safely this first time and in a studio somewhere and then pass it off. Yeah. But a handful of people at the top levels can have that knowledge. You know, they did over 200 practice runs of the moon landing in mission control with false data that was simulated, a simulation. Over 200 of them. The false data or the simulated data was no different than the actual data when the moon landing happened. So who's to say that they weren't just fed the simulated data again?
Yep.
So for me, they either didn't go or they went and there's some crazy crap up there, yep. Which lends me to believe, I lean a little bit more to they found some crazy crap up there, because why haven't we been back?
Yeah.
Why has no other country been back? Yep. This is a freaking... This because, is outer space, man. This is the moon. You're telling me that in 13, 12, however many missions, you went to the moon, you found everything out you can about it? We're still studying the Grand Canyon, you know? We're still studying Antarctica, the Arctic. We're still studying these things that have been in our planet for thousands of years. We've been studying things for hundreds and thousands of years. We finally get to the moon... And we go a handful of times, and we've learned everything we can learn about it. That's bull crap,
something
man.
Something weird about that.
That's bull because crap.
When you look at the technology that we have now, too.
Right.
Like, you ever seen, like, the people talk, they hold up, like, a calculator, and they're like, there's more power in this calculator than what put us on the moon.
Right.
And I love you're like, you're like, how's that possible? This calculator is not getting me anywhere. It can't even get me down the road, let alone to the moon.
It can't get me off this couch.
Explain that to me, old man.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, if Amazon can fly a drone and drop a package off at your doorstep, don't you think we could go back to the moon? Don't you think we should have bases on the moon? Don't you think we should... There's so many things.
Why don't we have hotels on the moon?
Exactly. Why can't we vacation up on the moon?
Yeah.
Why can't we do it?
Something's up there.
Something's up there.
And that leads us into our next conspiracy, which we'll touch on in just a second. I'll let you finish up the moon landing one because
I don't know, man. It to me something's not right. And God, I could spend hours on this. The photos of the moon, obvious, they've been doctored, they've been touched up, photoshopped, whatever you want to call it. Just the mounds of evidence. And it's all under the assumption of the American people can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I agree with them. Mm-hmm. Because you have people walking around who think when you die, you become an angel.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Cross over the Rainbow Bridge.
Right. And George Washington was a Christian. And, you know, you have all these idiots around here who, if you tell them that there's another civilization or even that there was... ancient civilization before we even existed on the moon, dude, these people would bat crap crazy is what would happen.
Yeah.
You think we don't have milk and bread during when it gets cold and a little ice hits the road? Imagine if they come out with there are structures on the moon.
Yeah. The chaos.
Chaos.
Like you wouldn't believe. It would be like Independence Day, Will Smith would have to come and save us.
Right.
He would. With his cigar.
Yeah, and dropping F-bombs. So what's that lead us?
Well, let's go into UFOs then while we're here. Okay. And while we are here, I'd like to say that I support you, Tom DeLonge, if you're listening. I miss you in Blink-182, but I support you. Tom DeLonge is a big factor in the UFO world.
He is. And so there's even a Tom DeLonge conspiracy saying that he's a patsy. Being used.
Oh.
All right, so there's this whole thing called the Disclosure Project.
Okay.
The Disclosure Project is the government's way to soften us to the idea that there is intelligent life. Other than us.
So, like, giving it to us in stride.
And small doses here and there.
Okay, guys.
Just so we can get...
There was something up there.
Exactly. Exactly. Just... And Tom DeLonge, and there's this... I can't remember which agency made this report, but in this report it says that if there is intelligent life, this is how we should... It was made in the 50s. This is how we should... Excuse me, in the 40s. This is how we should disseminate this information to the American people. And it was a process. It went, you know, we should circulate things through pulp culture, movies, television, get actors, musicians, politicians, people to subtly sprinkle this information throughout the public so that when freaking E.T. shows up, because they have a date when he's supposed to show up, everyone's kind of, oh, okay, we get it now. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the idiots going out and buying the milk and bread.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So UFOs, definitely real.
Definitely real. And this touches into the, goes back to the moon landing. So, in short, you believe if we did go to the moon,
right,
they saw something.
Right.
And didn't know what to do.
There are recordings of John Glenn, Buzz Aldrin, talking very cryptically and very bluntly about they're here again. I can't believe that it's that big out there.
Yeah.
Looks like we have visitors again. This is on their private channels. Whoa. That yeah. So there's
look, do you think Area 51 is full of?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
So no, you don't no, believe no, no, no. Area 51.
I think Area 51 is a smokescreen. And the government wants us to hold on to this Area 51 ufology crap out there in Nevada.
A distraction.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe in the 40s, when you had Roswell happen, I think sure it might have been brought to Area 51, but to say that there's alien technology out there, no. There are black book projects that happen out at Area 51, top secret things. There may be even some reverse engineering from technology from crashed craft that happen out there at Area 51. But as far as little green men and tanks underground, I don't believe that. No.
I don't think so. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. The UFO phenomenon is completely real. There are too many. Take out all the whack jobs. Take out all the trailer park, two tooth yahoos. Who have, you know, come forward with their UFO story.
Yeah.
There are too many credible, I'm talking directors of FAA, pilots, military personnel, police officers, military personnel. There are too many people who...
Mel Gibson.
Who are credible. I mean, Jimmy Carter said he saw an alien. Saw a UFO. President of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
Huh.
So there are too many credible people saying, hey, there's something out. We don't know what it is. There's something going on. We've seen it. It's real. Yeah. So that, to me, they're, take out all of that junk. And even if it's 1%, even if 1% of them are true, it's still 1%.
Right.
So that still makes it a reality.
And when you ask someone... Who may not believe in aliens, and you say, well, what about, like, why in this vast galaxy,
right?
Why is Earth the only one that contains living life forms?
Not even in the galaxy. To get into galaxies upon galaxies,
right,
upon galaxies, yeah. How egotistical is it of us to say that we are the only ones, yeah, who, the only place where there's life? That is crazy.
I've heard the go-to is always, well, because if it wasn't meant for us to be anywhere else, you know, then Earth is all there is, you know? But I'm like, well... Not exactly, because that alien might not be able to survive on Earth, right? So it's a different atmosphere. They may not. There may be those planets are out there, and they have different surfaces, and they have what have you. So that creature, and we're probably a creature to them as well, you know.
Right.
These human creatures, they can live on Earth, they can breathe, they can go down there with all that oxygen and it doesn't affect them because that's what they were created for. I mean, I think that on other planets,
right,
when it's a little bit different of a setup, I think that they're totally fine with living out there. They just have a way of not communicating. And maybe, you know what would be crazy is if on some planet way out there that we haven't even discovered yet, there's two guys sitting on a couch making a podcast about what could be out there.
Right.
You know, it's right. Just, we don't know because we haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it. And again, we are so self-absorbed to think that we are the only intelligent, because we are the only intelligent life on this planet.
Yeah.
That lends us to some sort of douchebag mentality that we're the only intelligent ones ever.
Yeah.
Ever to exist in any galaxy anywhere in the world. You know, the closest star is, I think, 4 light years away. A light year is something like 14,000 miles per second. So 4.5 light years away. You're talking that's a lot of space, man.
Yeah.
You know, and
we haven't even, we probably never will.
No, we haven't
even scratched the surface.
No, we've barely discovered the outer rims of our own galaxy, let alone other galaxies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what I love is people who say, "How can you believe in aliens and call yourself a Christian?"
How can I not?
Why not?
Because the Bible doesn't say it.
Right.
Well, the Bible doesn't say.
There's a lot of things in the Bible that
the Bible doesn't that was talk left about out. A lot of stuff.
Gosh, you've got to understand there is so much more to the Bible than what is in there.
Right.
That you haven't read yet.
Right.
Right. We got to do a whole episode.
We'll
do that with Mick Swain.
Okay.
We'll do that. That's a good one for him.
Yeah, that's a real good one
for him. We'll get to that one later. But I'm always like, why, you know, when God created all of this, why did he only make it?
Right.
Planet Earth is the only one that I'm going to have with a purpose.
Right.
What sense is that? Would that make?
You know? It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. How self-absorbed are we to think that we're the only ones?
Yeah.
And that to me lends itself to the most evidential, tangible thing. The fact that we think we're the only ones is proof that we're not.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, why not?
Let's, we've got a few options here. Let's, and we can save some for the next time we dive into conspiracies, because we've only scratched the surface.
Sure.
Let's talk about the reptilian race.
Now, see, I don't know much about the reptilian race.
We'll save that for the next one.
Okay, then. McSwain knows a lot about the reptilians.
Yeah, we can.
He's got a song called "The Reptilian."
Let's go. Let's go into JFK then.
Okay, another one I've spent.
That's a great one. Yeah,
probably thousands of hours researching.
Yeah, we watched that 3-hour documentary one time about it.
Yep. Yeah. So, main theory JFK is Lee Harvey Oswald fired 3 rounds. Striking,
you know,
Jeff
funny
Day.
Story. I hate to make this lighthearted. I get Lee Harvey Oswald and Mark David Chapman, who killed John Lennon, mixed up all the time, and it's embarrassing.
It's a three name thing.
It throws me off.
What's funny is if we were to, you know, go back in a time machine to the 1960s and meet Lee Harvey Oswald, we wouldn't call him Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, before he killed the president, supposedly.
Yeah.
He was just Lee.
Yeah.
You know, we put that moniker, or the media put the moniker Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
And that stuck.
Mark David Chapman.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For some reason, a killer's full name needs to be said.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. Anyway, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. He was a Soviet defector. He defected to the Soviet Union. He was a Marxist. He believed that Kennedy was the ruin of his Marxist beliefs and wanted to kill him, and that is why he killed him. So that's what the Warren Commission, that's what they found. There's several post government investigations that say that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. And I have there's one investigator who who has probably investigated this the most thoroughest that I've come across. And he said, for every page of evidence that he did not act alone, if you stack them on top of each other, you would have the Empire State Building twice. It'd be
really?
Twice as tall as the Empire State Building.
Good Lord.
That's how much evidence in paper form there is that he did not act alone. When I talked about in October when all those classified documents were released, there was a crap ton on Hitler, but there were also a crap ton on this JFK topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to there were eight shooters on the ground. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Eight shooters.
There, Lee Harvey Oswald was a CIA double agent.
Mm-hmm.
He was really involved with the Cuban resistance. Everything was plotted out. The CIA, he had a CIA handler. It names him in the CIA documents who his handler was. In New Orleans, Lee Harvey Oswald ran training camps with David Ferry and another guy named Marco in the swamps of Louisiana for these Cuban refugees who wanted to go back and fight Castro. He was on the government's payroll.
Yeah.
They have actual pay transactions from the government to Lee Harvey Oswald that lasted 6 years. So to say that this man was disassociated from anything else is complete and utter bull crap.
Yeah.
To have a conspiracy, it is the intentional act where one or more persons intend to deceive the act that they're doing. This is the hallmark of conspiracies. The hallmark of conspiracy. All the way down to the autopsy of JFK, the bullet
tampered with.
They found a full the bullet casing they found on his stretcher, on his gurney at the hospital. It was a pristine bullet. It hadn't been, just like if you would take it out of the package. And this is the bullet that went through his body and through the governor's body that was sitting in front of him.
Oh,
it just, unimpacted, not even a scratch on it. There's so many things that just don't add up with JFK. And there's so many things with his brother, RFK, that don't add up either.
We can dive into that one on the next one, too.
What it boils down to is JFK pissed off a lot of people, wanted to dismantle the CIA, wanted to dismantle the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
They got ticked off and whacked him.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Yep. Do your research, everyone.
Just look at both sides of it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're going to learn. If you look at only one opinion, of course that's what you're going to think. But I have looked at both.
Yeah.
And I've done my own thinking about the subject and came to my own conclusion.
Yeah.
If I want to think that UFOs aren't real, I can watch and read everything that tells me that they're not real. If I want to say that they are, I can do the same that they are.
Oh, yeah.
Do both and formulate your own opinion.
That's all you gotta do. Don't listen to one or the other. Unless it's us, then listen to us.
Right. Question authority, always.
Except for us.
Except for us. Because we know everything. Listen, shout out to my buddy Jeff. Remember Jeff?
I remember Jeff.
So Jeff texted me today, and he's like, look, listen to the podcast. It's, it's pretty good. You know, you guys are doing a good job, this, that, and the other. And then he says, but Blake carries you through the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. What a douche.
What a douche.
What a douche. But I love him. Shout out to Jeff. Lose some weight.
That is horrible. Thank you, Jeff.
You're getting pudgy. I've seen pictures.
Thank you, Jeff.
Whatever.
What are you listening to these days, Brian?
Well, actually, I just listened to the, what's it called, Alec? What we listen to in the car.
It's America. Gambino.
Childish Gambino. This is America.
Yep.
Wow.
Thought-provoking music video.
Wow.
Very thought-provoking.
Wow.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah.
That's music videos, I feel like, kind of died out a little bit, mainly because YouTube kind of took over the whole music video scene, and MTV has definitely been dead for a very long time.
Right.
but go to YouTube and please watch the video for This Is America.
There is some explicit stuff in there. Be warned.
Yeah.
If you're underage, get your parents' permission. I mean, it shows, you know, gun violence, and I think there's a curse word in there too. But it's definitely an eye-opening.
It's an important music video.
It really is. The message and what he did with it is pretty profound.
Yeah. Yep. Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, which is Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. He played Lando in Solo. He was in Spider-Man.
Right.
So
he's in a show called Atlanta.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but yep, he is.
You've never seen it because you don't watch black people shows.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
I just wanted to... Because you're racist.
That's not true. Right. My mom watches Empire, by the way.
Does she?
Loves it.
I can see that.
Loves it.
I can see that.
Yeah. I've been listening to, actually got into them last night, okay? Clay actually showed me this band.
Okay.
Greta Van Fleet, okay? I want you to remember that name, Greta Van Fleet. And why I want you to remember that name is because these guys are Led Zeppelin reincarnate.
Really?
Sound just like them.
Ah,
dead serious. I'm gonna have to give you a sample of this once we're done.
Yeah.
But take my word for it, Greta Van Fleet. That's Greta Van Fleet, okay? Check them out on YouTube. They have a album out called From the Fires, okay? Very, very Led Zeppelin-esque. Sound just like Zeppelin.
Okay.
Singer sounds just like Robert Plant. It's awesome.
See, I might have to listen to it.
Sounds just like him. Great stuff, so...
That's like when someone tries to do Whitney or Stevie Wonder.
Sure. Yeah.
It's in the same way. You can't just do Led Zeppelin.
You can't just do Led Zeppelin.
Right.
However, I give them a lot of credit. They did a good job.
Okay.
So, good stuff. Well, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up with that.
Okay.
Thank you guys again for checking out the Not Religious Podcast. Please be sure to go to Instagram and follow us. That's Not Religious Pod. You can check us out on Facebook at notreligious-podcast. You can send us an email if you've got any questions, concerns, suggestions. If you want to tell us how great we are, if you want to tell us how much we suck, that will be notreligiouspod@gmail.com. I check that daily. No one has said anything
negative. That's good.
So, but no one has also sent me an email about anything positive. I think that's because this is the first time I've ever mentioned the email. So, send us an email, notreligiouspod@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. Give us your suggestions. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or any of your podcast platforms if you're a Christian and you know the Lord.
Yes. Because
if you don't, then obviously you are not
a Christian.
A Christian.
No Jesus.
No Jesus.
This has almost been an hour.
Yeah, no, this is our longest one yet.
Oh, gosh. I hope people listen to it all the way through and don't get bored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, I think they'll like it. And if they don't, they can leave us a 5-star rating anyway and tell
us
how.
Screw you.
Yeah. Just leave us something.
Yeah.
We need some feedback. And when you leave us something, we promise that we'll read it. We'll,
talked
about Jeff. Yep. I've got a few that I've saved up for future episodes, so we'll go through them. Anyway, thank you guys. Have a wonderful night.
Boo!